Hi, Franklin.
Hello.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Great to have you here, pal.
Question. New home, single home construction here in the Cincinnati area. Do you have any thoughts on a sealed attic type construction?
Well, describe what you mean by sealed attic construction. In other words, do you...
They're spraying the insulation on the roof.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a trend that some of these foam insulation companies are doing. Are you going to use the attic for anything? I mean, is it going to be a finished room up there eventually, or is it just regular truss construction?
Regular truss construction, okay. Just, you know, odds and ends storage, perhaps.
Okay, but here's the important thing. There's no insulation at the floor level or at the ceiling level.
I understand.
I mean, in other words, is that how you perceive it's going to be finished?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, here's my problem with that. What you're going to end up paying for, this is my biggest complaint about that system, is you are going to be paying to condition all of that cubic air above that ceiling. In other words, in the wintertime, the heat from your house is going to go up into that space. Because the insulation is up at the roof level now. It's not down at the, you know, at the ceiling level.
Okay.
All right. And so as a result, you now have that much more cubic area, you know, that cubic foot area of air that you are heating and cool. And it works the exact opposite in the summer. You're going to be cooling that space up there. You may not think you're cooling it, but you will be. In other words, the cooling effect is going to work its way up into that attic.
Okay. Well, one thing I saw on the internet said that it was a good deal in the South, but they did make the statement that you had to have average temperature above 40 degrees all year round to 45. I'm sorry, to make it a paying thing. And that was my first thought. Is well, you're kind of heating and cooling that extra air.
I'm not a thermodynamic engineer. I mean, I'll make that claim on the air right now. I'm thinking from just an old, like, farmer common sense type thing. In other words, if I have two, you know, like those igloo coolers, like you put soda pop on for a picnic. If I've got two coolers, one is bigger and one is smaller, and the area inside the cooler is what I'm trying to keep cold. I don't care what anybody says. The bigger one is gonna take more. It's gonna be attacked by more heat. You know what I'm trying to say? And I've got a bigger space inside to keep cool or keep warm, whichever way I'm trying to do it.
Okay.
See what I mean? Because there's just slightly more surface area that's being attacked by the heat or by the cold. And by putting that insulation up on a roof, you've got more surface area that is now exposed to that difference in temperature. Because the roof surface is sloped. See what I mean?
Right.
You've just got a greater surface area. So it's just surface area. You know, in other words, think how much energy it would take to keep keep a constant temperature a box that's only 3 inches on a side. But if you have a box that's 9 inches on a side and you're trying to keep the inside of it a certain temperature and the construction's all the same, the bigger box, it's going to take more energy to maintain that internal temperature. I mean, that's a common sense thing. But maybe the engineers who are making this foam insulation can prove me wrong. I mean, if they can and they're listening on the air, I'd love to see the math. I'd love to see it on black and white.
Okay.
All right, Franklin?
Thanks very much.
All right, well, thanks for calling, pal.
Bye.
Thanks for calling us, the builder, buddy.